Man, here we are again. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the MIM podcast. Music is me. It's been a minute. It's definitely been a minute since I've had a chance to sit down and do this. I had a life, that happened. Some things that took place that kind of, took me away from getting into this space again. But hey, nevertheless, I'm back. And, I have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to discuss. Sit back, relax, whatever you're doing, whether it's, having a glass of wine or having you a little, toke or two. enjoy this, half hour, 45 minute, discussion with me. Come along with me for the journey. Well, all right, let's get into it. As I said before, in the beginning, in the, introduction, I had to take some time away, to, kind of get things together for myself. I moved, the place that I was in, I was there for like 3 years. And I think, COVID definitely put me in a place of where I was just like, I think I want different, granted, I think the clientele changed, like over the years that I was there, clientele definitely changed. And, I'm not going to sit here and say that, I'm a bougie, individual, but I do, like to have a certain, standard, And that standard that I have, where I was living at, it wasn't cutting it. So, I moved in with my older sister, shout out to her, and my brother-in-law and my nephew. Had moved in with them for like a month or so, until I, found my current residence that I am completely 100% in love with. When I was, before I moved, said, I'm not renewing my lease. It was a feeling that kind of came over me where I was just like, I'm tired of what I'm doing. Like, I'm tired of this routine. I'm tired of, the same old, same old. And I just got this feeling, I want something new. I want something new. Like, whether it's, a new environment, whether it's a new job, whether it's a new car, whether it's a new perspective, I just wanted something new. And, I have really gotten to a place where, a lot of things that were happening, especially in terms of like my job at the time, they weren't really working for me. And, it was really starting to affect my mood and my attitude. And in turn, that was affecting, some of my most important relationships. And, I was just like, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. So, let me do the things that I know that I need to do in order for me to get out of this space. And, like I said, I had always had a certain vision of how I wanted, my home to look, certain things that I wanted, my home to have. And needless to say, I have those things now, and honestly, the power of manifestation and the power of just belief, and believing in yourself and knowing that you deserve all of those things that you want. I mean, it's, I don't know, like it's imaginable at times. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, damn, like, I can really do this. Like, I know that I can do it, but to believe that I can do it, sometimes it's easier said than done, you know? So, you know, like I said, I moved, and I think, you know, once after I got into my new spot and, you know, started decorating it, you know, to my liking. I mean, if any of you know, had the pleasure and the opportunity to, you know, come through, like, you'll feel the vibe. Like, you'll definitely feel the vibe of me. You know, as soon as you walk in, you're like, okay, yeah, that's Sheree, you know? And I always wanted to have that type of vibe, you know, regardless if it's, you know, within my home or if it's just me personally, you know. That's just the type of person that I am, you know. But yeah, man. So, you know, that was pretty much you know, the reason why I kind of took a little hiatus. You know, like I said, I don't want to say life was lifing, because it really wasn't lifing like that. But, you know, I just had to do and take care and handle, you know, some things in order for me to get back into the space. And then also, you know, I think I kind of lost a little bit of motivation, you know, because there was a lot of things that was going on at the time. But, you know, still the music, still, you know, things that were happening around me and in this world, I mean, that didn't change. You know, it was just that my motivation and my drive to, you know, want to continue to do this, I kind of lost it. You know, my inspiration, I kind of lost it. But, you know, I'm back. You feed me, I'm back, you know. And, you know, like I said, when it came to my mood and my attitude, a lot of that, I ain't gonna lie, man, that was really coming from my job. Like, legit, it was coming from my job. You know, I was just in a space where it was just like, yo, man, like, I don't know about, you know, you guys, but being black in corporate America, you know, it's hard. You know, it's definitely hard, you know, and especially being a black woman in corporate America is hard. And you know, trying to navigate that and trying to, you know, make it my own, you know, I was just kind of at a crossroads, you know, and just trying to figure out, you know, what it is that I really wanted to do, you know. And then also at the same time, you know, being a part of something that really wasn't and really kind of hasn't given me, I don't know, I guess the notion of, you know what, I am proud to be here, you know? And you know, once after I kind of got out that space and, you know, started doing the things that I knew I needed to do to, you know, make situations or make things better for me, you know, I was blessed with the opportunity to attend this conference. That was a downtown Dallas a couple weeks ago. It was the Women's Food Service Forum Leadership Conference. And this is my very first time, like, ever being a part of something like this. You know, I mean, granted, I think the only times that I was ever a part of anything of such nature, you know, was probably, you know, sometime in school. But, you know, in my adult life, in my, you know, professional career, this is my first time. And I mean, you know, to be amongst all of those different women, you know, of, you know, different walks of life, I mean, it was inspirational to say the least. You know what I'm saying? There it was a, I guess you could say, 2.5, 3 day conference. You know, we had some wonderful, amazing, you know, talented women that were like our you know, speakers. The first day was Sunny Hostin. Not sure if you guys know, but, you know, she is one of the co-hosts of The View. You know, I definitely took, you know, took a lot of great things from her. One thing was definitely being present, you know, because sometimes I do struggle with being present. And you know, her thing was celebrating now. And I think a lot of times, you know, us as people, you know, as individuals, and especially as women, you know, I think we sometimes struggle with just being happy with the things that we already have, you know. And you know, what I have started to do, is just being grateful, you know, being more grateful, being more appreciative, and you know, giving myself grace, you know, when it comes to the things that, you know, I either want or things that I either, you know, desire for. But knowing that it's okay to want those things, it's okay to desire those things, but at the end of the day, where you are now, 10 years ago, you probably didn't even expect or had a thought that you would get to this point, you know. So she was amazing. You know, Carla Harris, I mean, she was probably everybody's favorite, because I mean, everything that this lady was saying, man, it was just, it was, it hit home, you know what I'm saying? Like, and another thing that made me even love the conference even more was that the main people that they had to speak, two of them were Black women. And you know, me being the type of person that I am, if you know me, you know that I am all for my people. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, sometimes my people, y'all can, you know, y'all can make somebody head hurt, you know, but I'm all for my people, you know. And you know, to see that, to witness that, to be amongst that, you know, it definitely spoke volumes to me, you know. And you know, in the different little like breakout sessions and little like educational sessions, you know, they have wonderful people to lead them, you know. But what another thing that also, I guess you can say, motivated me or inspired me even more so, was that there was a space for LGBT plus. And that right there, I was just like, okay, I want to be a part of that. You know, I want to be a part of that. I want to, you know, hear what other people that are a part of the community that are in corporate America, I want to hear what they have to say. You know, and I loved how the setup was. Like, it really wasn't like on some, you know, taking notes. It was really like a discussion. It was really like, you know, a sit down. Look, this is my journey. You know, this is my story. And whatever I can do to inspire you to keep going, that's what I'm gonna do. You know, and to see these different companies that have that space for us. Honestly, I ain't gonna lie. It made me. It made me know even more so that, okay, maybe I need to find something else. But yeah, man, you know, that was definitely, you know, a wonderful experience. I mean, you know, anytime that, you know, you can get a chance to be amongst a lot of like-minded individuals, I mean, by all means, take it, you know. And yeah, man, you know, all the while that I was there, you know, I was definitely, you know, listening to, you know, my tunes, whenever I got a chance, whenever I got, you know, downtime. And I know that, I don't know if it was during that or if it was prior to, but I know that there was a situation where, you know, our good sis Chloe, I feel like it was before. But I definitely want to get into, you know, that situation with Chloe and Chris Brown. Now, if y'all know me, y'all know that I am Team Breezy, okay? Through and through, all right? And you know, her song with Chris, How Does It Feel? That definitely was like in or on my playlist. the whole time that I was there. Just because, like, it's a really good song. You know, it samples, you know, Usher's Throwback off the Confessions album. And I mean, just when she even teased that, you know, she had a song with him, it was like, oh my gosh, like everybody came out the woodworks and was just like, oh my gosh, why are you working with him? Like, he's a woman beater, and da, 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 da. And I'm just like, yo, bro, like, so you mean to tell me that this man has collaborated with, I don't know, however many, you know, artists, you know, prior to Chloe? And where was all this energy at that time? You know what I'm saying? Even my girl, even Gabby, even her, you know what I'm saying? She's collaborated with him more than once. And where's the smoke? You know what I'm saying? Like where is it? And you know, honestly, I just really feel like it's a lot of just hate. And it honestly, it really, in my opinion, I don't even think that it's really directed towards him. I think just people just don't, they don't care for, you know, Chloe. And you know, granted, sometimes she can be a little bit over the top. She definitely can. But, and when I say this is not me comparing the two in any way, shape, or form, but just giving some sort of like comparison, right? But a lot of things that they're saying about Chloe, they were saying about Beyoncé when she first went solo. Because we all know when Beyoncé first came out, you know, her solo career, we all said it. We was like, oh my gosh, like she is doing way too much. Like what? Like why are you doing that? Like why are you singing that? Why are you dressed like that? Like what's the point of all of this? Like we definitely were saying that about B. But look who she is now. Some people consider her to be the greatest entertainer of all time. And she did, or she got to that point because of the hard work, because of her being over the top. She got there because of all of that. And now, granted, you know, Chloe, I guess in this day and age, when it comes to, you know, the hypersexualization of things, you know, she definitely falls into that. She definitely do. She definitely does. But I just think that because, you know, I mean, B is, you know, her mentor, I can understand why B chose her to be like her quote unquote protege. I can see it because she has that, baby girl has that it factor. She does. She definitely does. I mean, you know, she's a phenomenal, you know, talent. I mean, she can sing, she can act, you know, she can dance. She's a producer, you know, songwriter. I mean, she has it all, you know. But my thing is with people is just like what do you have against her? Like legit, what do you have against her? You know? Now, one thing that I can say with Chloe is that, and I was actually talking to, you know, one of my really good friends, when it comes to like her sound, because you know I am anticipating her album, you know, in pieces. You know, I definitely want to hear, you know, I want to hear how cohesive everything is going to sound. Because just from the singles that she's put out, I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of all over the place. It is. It definitely is. But you know, I think, you know, when a lot of, I don't want to say she's a new artist because she's technically not a new artist, but you know, new in the sense of like solo, right? And when you have built such a, I don't know, fan base or a certain image, right? when it comes to like that first album, it's like you gotta bring it. Like you legit have to bring it. Or otherwise, you know, it's just like, okay, you're gonna be like the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of artists when they do put out their first, you know, project, sometimes it can be a little bit all over the place, but I just think that that's their way of trying to figure out the direction that they want to go, you know? Sometimes that can be a good thing, sometimes that can be a bad thing. I mean, just look at Normani, you know, for example, Tinashe, you know, a lot of these awesome and talented, you know, individuals and artists, but they've toyed with different sounds to the point of where we don't really know who they are musically. Like legit, you know. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, with this project that she's, you know, getting ready to put out, that, you know, she has some sort of, you know, cohesion to it, you know, because me personally, when it comes to, you know, a track list or a playlist, I'm all for the like arrangement and all for the, just like I said, like the cohesiveness of everything, like how it sounds, you know? And I think that kind of comes from, especially growing up in like the 90s and the early 2000s, when people would put out albums, it was like they had it, the albums told a story and the songs flowed, you know what I'm saying? And I think because, you know, we haven't really, aside from, I would say, you know, a few artists who, you know, really take pride into their work and take pride into their art, we really haven't gotten, or at least in my opinion, you know, I haven't really heard an album that really flowed, you know, from start to finish. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is aside from, you know, my favorite artist, but just, you know, other artists, I haven't really heard that, you know, and so I really do hope that, you know, when she puts this out, you know, it's a really good project, you know. One project that I listened to that came out, I think probably around the same time that Chloe's single dropped, Jazzy, her EP Songs for Women, Free Game for Niggas. I had, you know, heard about Jazzy. Man, I think it's been, I would say maybe about a couple years. Couple years, you know, I heard of her. I think I had seen her, it was probably somewhere on Instagram or whatever. And you know, for me personally, when it comes to who I follow, you know, on social media, because, you know, social media is definitely a, it's a thing, you know, it's definitely a thing. It could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. But I definitely try to follow people that are either on the path that, you know, I'm forging for myself. And, you know, I follow those people for inspiration. Or, you know, I follow people that aren't necessarily like on that same path as, you know, as to where I want to go. But I feel like they have those tools and they have those, you know, or they have a sense of direction that, you know, I aspire to have. And, you know, Jazzy, like, she definitely is on that path of where I, you know, want to go. And you know, she's if I'm not mistaken, I think she's like the first artist on Diddy's, you know, new like R&B label Love Records. You know, she's a, you know, singer, songwriter, rapper, producer, major producer. I mean, she's, you know, she has a diamond record, okay? Granted, the record is Old Town Road, but y'all can't, you know, sit here in front like when Old Town Road dropped. Hey, man, it was going, okay? But you know, I think she co-wrote, you know, on Old Town Road, or she wrote it, one of the two. But you know, she's worked with, I mean, a lot of heavy hitters, man. She's worked with, you know, Chris, she's worked with Beyonce, you know, she's worked with shit, Madonna, you know what I mean? Like she is definitely, to me, you know, she's definitely, you know, an inspiration. And you know, one of the main reasons why she's an inspiration, because she looks like me, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely, you know, a masculine presenting woman. But when it comes to the music, when it comes to having that ear, she has it, you know. And you know, I ain't gonna lie, like her EP was definitely, it was definitely Diddy. Like, you know, when it comes to R&B, when it comes to, you know, that vibe, you know what I'm saying, that vibration, that frequency, you could tell Diddy had his hands on that. You can tell he did. You know, I mean, just from like I think I want to say it's like the her first single from it, Alone. I mean, like that's Bad Boy. You feel me? Like that's Bad Boy. You know, Alone is one of my favorites. She Asked Me is one of my favorites too. And yeah, man, you know what I mean? You know, she's definitely doing her thing out here. You know, I hope she, you know, continues. I hope, you know, she doesn't fall into that Diddy trap. But yeah, man, like she definitely has a good project. So, you know, if y'all want some new music, you know, by all means check out her new EP, Songs for Women, Free Game for Niggas. It's definitely a vibe. Man, I think one thing that I love about music is you can be as vulnerable as you want to be, even if in real life it's hard to. If that makes sense. You know, some artists that I feel are definitely vulnerable in their music. Cole, you know, J. Cole, Kendrick. I mean, I think his last album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, for me, I think that's one of his most vulnerable projects to date. I mean, Drake, you know, when he first came out. You know, when he first came out, he was definitely vulnerable. You know, now I think I don't know what type of path he's on, you know, but when he first came out, he was definitely vulnerable. I mean, you know, Tupac, you know, he was also vulnerable, but one particular artist that their project just came out this past, I think yesterday, Friday. I think, you know, he definitely put himself into this project, and Black, 6 Lack, you know what some people say. But his new album, Since I Have a Lover, it dropped yesterday, and that's definitely a, in my opinion, that's one of his like most vulnerable, you know, pieces of work. Another reason why I love, you know, Since I Have a Lover, because he gave us, you know, his sound, right? What we kind of know Black to be, you know, that you know, laid back, you know, calm, cool, you know, but also kind of he giving you bars, you know what I'm saying? Like he definitely gonna give you bars. And he had all of that mixed in, you know, with songs that you could tell that it's growth from, you know, his first two projects, you know. And you know, I just think like that's the type of project that I wish that a lot of other artists kind of, you know, stuck with. Because of course, like, you know, when it comes to being in the music industry, you definitely don't want to be stagnant, you know, because you can be stagnant, but 9 times out of 10, that's not going to work, because people are going to get tired of that. I mean, honestly, just look at the baby, you know. I mean, he had other, you know, things going on with him, but you know, still. You know, I mean, just the title track, you know, Since I Have a Lover, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, this is different. This is different, but it's a good different, you know. But, you know, he had, like I said, you know, Since I Have a Lover is one of his, you know, tracks. Talk, I really love, you know, that track, Talk. I mean, because I feel like that's him. That's the Black that, you know, I've known to, you know, love. I think there's one song called Decatur, you know, I love that one. There's another one called Fatal Attraction. That's definitely a relatable song, to say the least. But yeah, man, you know, like I said, like just artists that, you know, really love what they do, but at the same time, they love themselves, you know, and artists who truly take the time out to figure out themselves, aside from, you know, who they are as an artist. When they tap into that particular realm of their being, sometimes it's hard to translate that into your music, you know, for some artists. And I think with, you know, Black, you know, you can tell he took the time to just kind of work on him, you know, as a human being, you know, as a dad, you know, he took that time, excuse me, to, you know, figure out who he is, and all of that, you know, showcased in his music. And I love that. I love that. I love that a lot, you know. Now, you know, I don't mind when, you know, artists, they feel like they want to, you know, do something different. They want to, you know, try different sounds and all of that. But sometimes it's really all about the timing of it. It's all about the type, you know, of sound that you're trying to, you know, go for. Like, what is it that you're trying to do? Like, what are you trying to accomplish by doing something different, you know? And, you know, sometimes it's received, sometimes it isn't, you know? But I really do think that, you know, with this album, you know, I think he tried that. You know, try the new sound, try to, you know, tap into different, you know, aspects of, you know, just music, period. And me personally, I think he did, you know, an excellent job at that. There was another person that dropped a new single yesterday. And she goes by the lovely Victoria Monet. And y'all, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I was hyped up about Renaissance. Excuse me. I was hyped up about, you know, her when she first dropped, you know, her album. But I don't think I have ever been this excited about, you know, an artist that I love. Like, just waiting for their project or their single to drop. And I was very much so, you know, excited, and the anticipation was just through the roof, waiting for Victoria Monet, for her to drop, you know, this single. She had first kind of played a little snippet of it last year around 420. It's definitely a 420 song. It's called Smoke, featuring Lucky Day. And when she played it on her, I don't know if it was on her live or if it was on her Instagram story. I think it was on her live. She had played it. And when I first heard it, I was like, drop this shit. Drop it, okay? Because I feel like she's getting a little bit more recognition. She's definitely getting a little bit more recognition, but a lot of people are still sleep on Victoria Monet. I mean, a lot of people, of course, probably know her as a songwriter, because she's wrote songs for Janae Aiko. She's, wrote songs for Ariana Grande. She's wrote songs for Brandy. I mean, she's just amazingly talented, with the pen, like absolutely. But when it comes to her own music, she definitely has that sound of, for me, I feel like she's one of the artists that gets it, especially when it comes to R&B. She gets it, And I mean, honestly, anything that her and Lucky Day are on together is just chef's kiss. It's legit chef's kiss. But I shit you not, I played that song at least a good 20 times yesterday. So, if it goes gold, if it goes platinum, you know what I'm saying? God damn it, I've contributed to that. Okay. I've definitely contributed to that because I mean, that song is just, it's a vibe, bro. Like it's legit a vibe. And everything that is, coming to her, good or bad, I mean, she's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's just amazing. I know that I think, this era that she's about to enter is like the Jaguar Part Two. If you guys have never heard of Jaguar, her album, her last album, she dropped in 2020. Go and do yourself a favor and go listen to that because, I had heard of, Victoria Monet, like I said, just when it came to her songwriting skills. But I don't even know how. I think it was, I feel like it was Dive. I heard Dive and I was like, I think I may like this. And, I started listening to the album and just completely fell in love with it from start to freaking finish. I mean, press play and let that thing go, okay? And this song is definitely given, Jaguar Part Two. Excuse me. But it's definitely kind of like a 2.0, it gives you that feeling of Jaguar, but it's definitely like a step above it. And yeah, man, even the visual, the video that she put out is dope as hell, And I mean, Lucky Day's voice is just Jesus Christ. It's just it's so smooth. It's the texture of his voice, just the tone. I mean, them together, like their harmonies is just, man, like it's just amazing. Like that legit gives you the hope that R&B, it's not dead. It was never dead, So I'm definitely, excited to hear, what else is coming, from her, 'cause she's become one of my favorite artists. Like legit, she has. But yeah, man, I mean, new music, man, new music that, I've been enjoying, hopefully you guys, go check them out and, you enjoy it as well. Sports, man, off season for the NFL, and let me tell you, my Saints, I don't know what we gonna do, man. I don't know what we gonna do. I don't know. We got Derek Carr, we got Jamal Williams. We definitely got, a lot of key additions, but we also let some people go. Now granted, some of the people that we let go, I really wasn't shocked. Because I mean Marcus Davenport from one, like, dude, like I don't know how many draft picks we gave up to get you, and man, I don't know how many years he's been with us, but at least a good 60 to 65% of the time that he's been with us, he's been hurt. So it's just like, bro, like, what have you done for me lately? Okay. So, I was definitely not shocked to see him go. But a lot of things, or a lot of people that I saw that we let go, majority of the motherfuckers that went to the Panthers. And I'm just like, okay, like, so this how it's about to be? Like, it's legit, this how it's about to be? Okay. So yeah, man, we shall see, how it's gonna go. I got a feeling that Kamara, he's probably gonna be out of commission for the start of the season, due to his, situation that happened, what, last year or year before last, one of the two, for the Pro Bowl in Vegas. He had his little incident. But I did see a comment somewhere where somebody was like, well, due to the fact that, he's not a like repeated offender. He hasn't had any type of, history prior to that. The NFL, they may just as far as his punishment, it may just be, suspension. So it may not be, as severe as how, it could possibly be. So, I'm definitely glad that we got, Jamal Williams. He was, rushing touchdown leader last season. So, he's definitely he's a character. He's definitely a character, but you can tell he's, good hearted, good spirited, I mean, just talented, overall, player, and just man, you know what I'm saying? So I think he'll definitely fit in, with the culture. I see we kept, Jabu, we kept Jameis. I see Dalton, he went, I can't forget, I can't remember where he went, but I know he went somewhere. So, I mean, I feel like, we have a good solid team, I mean, as far as our division is concerned, I honestly think it's probably going to be between us and Carolina. Because even though, Baker Mayfield, he has his, he's just Baker Mayfield, but, in any given moment, I mean, he can definitely shine. He can definitely, he can play the game of football. He definitely can. Especially, with all the pieces that they have put around him, they're definitely going to be competition. They're definitely going to be our competition within the division. So, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I still think that as far as NFC is concerned, I mean, even though, they traded, Jimmy G, porn star Jimmy, to the Raiders, I mean, that defense is still that defense, I mean, the Eagles, I think they have kind of, I don't want to say they kept quiet because I think they have made, some trades, but I think they're still, going to be one of the teams in the NFC. AFC, I mean, it's still Kansas City, it's still Kansas City, but Cincinnati, they still there. Buffalo, I mean, let me tell you something, man. I love Josh Allen and I love Buffalo, but let me tell you something. If they are in the same situation again next season, I think we need to start, having that discussion about, okay, is it McDermott or is it Allen? Like, who is it? Because it's like we've been here year after year after year after year, and it seems like we just can't get past the hump. And you have the right pieces. You really do. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, when Von Miller went down, I was just like, I really don't see them getting past anybody. Especially, Kansas City. Shit, I mean Cincinnati, to be honest. But once after, Von gets back, we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, man. Those are kind of like the top teams, at least in my opinion, in the AFC. We'll definitely see what, Denver is gonna do, now that SP, excuse me, is there, and he's taking damn near everybody from the Saints with him. So, we'll see. We'll see. I definitely do feel like they'll have a better season this upcoming season. And I feel like, Russell, he'll I feel like he'll get back to who he is and who we know him to be, Because let me tell you something. One thing about SP, he ain't going to have all that bullshit. He not going to have it. All that, you know, you got your own parking spot and your own office and all that shit. All that's about to be null and void. Okay. So yeah, man, you know, I think the NFL, I think next season will definitely be, you know, a good season. NBA, I mean, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was, you know, excited to get Kyrie, you know, the Mavs, but I don't know how that's gonna work out. I honestly do think that, you know, this is just a stopping point for Kyrie because I really do feel like he wants to be in LA. And you know, I don't really see my, you know, I'm gonna say my Lakers, but I don't really see the Lakers, you know, getting past if they do make it in the play-in, you know, I see them, you know, getting, you know, at least into the first round, but I don't really see them moving past the first round. And especially if LeBron isn't at least 85%, I don't see them getting past the first round. Because who knows how the hell Anthony Davis, you know, how he gonna be? Because he's so freaking inconsistent. It's like it's annoying at this point. So now, granted, they do have a really good, you know, team. They have a lot of good pieces around AD and LeBron, but you know, it's who are we going to get every night from AD, you know? But you know, I mean, like I said, you know, we'll see how it is, you know, in the NBA. I mean, as far as the East is concerned, I was riding with Boston, but I don't know how they gonna, you know, pan out. I mean, you know, they were like a force to be, you know, reckoned with in the beginning, but it kind of seems like they've teetered off. Milwaukee, I mean, they still have Giannis. You know what I'm saying? They still have Giannis. They still have Jrue Holiday. They still have Chris Middleton. You know, they added, I think, Jay Crowder. I kind of couldn't really ever like stand Jay Crowder, but he's, you know, he's a, you know, a good basketball player. You know, he definitely brings that defense. Philly, I don't trust Philly. Because they kind of always seem to do this. You know, they're like Buffalo, right? It's like they have like, you know, a really good team and a really good leader, but when it comes down to like those, you know, important games, they can't get past it, you know? Now, do I really see Joel finally winning an MVP this year? I do see it. I definitely do see it. Because you know the Joker, Denver, they just like you know Philly, Denver, they have a really good team, but in those moments, you know, especially you know crunch time in the playoffs, nah, you know, they I don't really see them you know making it. I would say making it past the second round, legit. Memphis, we shall see with them. You know, that's a young team. You know, Jai and all of his you know things that happen. You know, they still are a really good team, but I just think that a lot of their talking is gonna backfire on them. Like it's really gonna backfire on them. I ain't gonna ever count the Warriors out, just like how I would do with freaking Tom Brady. I ain't gonna ever count them niggas out. Absolutely not. I don't care what's going on internally within the organization, within the team. I don't care. But when that time comes for them to show up, they're gonna show up and they're gonna show out. So I ain't gonna count them out. Sacramento, I haven't really gotten like a full gauge on them. You know, what I think, what is it? Well, Sabonis. Gosh, what's the dude's name? I see his face, but I can't think of his name. But they have a really good team as well. But you know, still like they don't really have that experience, you know. And I mean, just from you know, I played ball, but then also, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of it. You gotta have that experience, especially when it comes to, you know, getting into like the deeper you go into the playoffs, you gotta have that experience, you know. And if you don't really have that experience, then you know, 9 times out of 10, you're not gonna succeed. You know, so, but you know, all in all, I do feel like, you know, the NBA, both the NBA and the NFL, you know, they've had their down moments. You know, they've had their fair share of, stories and narratives, you know what I'm saying? But I think, these last seasons, of the NFL, and then, this upcoming, NBA playoff season, they've been really good. They've been really good, especially when it comes to like the games. Now, granted, the NBA, I feel like for some reason or another, like defense is just not being talked about. 'Cause how in the hell you got 70 something points in like the first half? Like, so y'all just running layup lines. That's what y'all doing? Okay. So, defense is really not up there. That's how it should be. But I mean, hey, hopefully when playoff time, starts, they'll ramp it up, So, but other than that, man, I appreciate you guys, sticking with me and listening to me. It's definitely been a refreshing feeling to get back to this. Because, when I start talking about music, when I start talking about sports, when I start talking about things that matter to me, things that are important to me, it just feels good. It feels good. So, I appreciate you guys listening to me again, and I'm definitely gonna get back to it. And yeah, man. Y'all have a good one, man. So, definitely happy to, get back to this. Like I said, thank you guys for, sticking with me and, listening to my takes on different things and my views on different things. I'm definitely going to be more consistent with this. I feel like I've gotten back into my groove, and I feel like I've tapped into a different space, within my life. So, appreciate y'all listening to me. Like I always say, man, if you have any, questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, ideas, whatever the case may be, man, I'm open to it. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. I'm all for the, the feedback. I'm all for the constructive criticism, because it's only gonna make me better. You know what I'm saying? It's only gonna make me better. But I love y'all, man. Each and every last one of y'all that's listening to me right now. I love y'all. And until next time, it's your girl Sheree, and this is another episode of the MIM Podcast. Music is me.